We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Today's update on the news and weather and sports coming up here as well from WRCO Radio. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The solar eclipse is headed our way this afternoon. National Solar Observatory physicist Ryan French with more on the path.
Hawaii will actually see a partial eclipse before anyone sees anything. And it crosses, makes landfall in Mexico in a city called Mazatlan, then crosses the border into the U.S. around Eagle Pass, then passes up through the U.S. all the way to the top right corner, going over a few major cities along the way. It goes through upstate New York, Rochester, Buffalo, up through into Maine and across to Canada as well.
6 months into the Israel-Hamas war, the IDF has now announced it is withdrawing some of its forces from southern Gaza. Talks also continue in Egypt on a more permanent ceasefire and hostage release. Crews in Baltimore have begun removing the containers of the cargo ship Dolly that brought down the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. South Carolina keeping its perfect season intact with an 87-75 win over Iowa in the women's NCAA championship game in Cleveland on Sunday. This is ABC News. One person under arrest after a suspicious fire at a Vermont office, the office of Senator Bernie Sanders.
35-year-old Shant Sagamonian has been taken into custody. He's accused of entering Senator Bernie Sanders' Burlington, Vermont office on Friday, spraying a door with liquid and then setting fire to the door with a lighter. No one was hurt in the blaze, and Sanders was not there at the time. The Department of Justice says the case is being investigated as arson and that no motive was immediately clear. Sagamonian could face up to 20 years in prison and up to $250,000 fine if convicted. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Gas prices in overdrive in California. The statewide average up to $5.34 a gallon. Nationally, the average begins at about $3.59. A Supreme Court justice in Brazil is adding ex-owner Elon Musk to an investigation over spreading fake news. He's also ordering a separate investigation into Musk over allegations of obstruction. Over the weekend, Musk threatened to defy a court order demanding certain accounts be blocked. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Today's update on sports is courtesy of Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm tire service, and Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. William Contreras hit two home runs. Willie Adames also homered, and the Brewers pounded the Mariners by a score of 12-4. Contreras finished with four hits and five RBIs in the game. It was Pittsburgh 3-2 over Baltimore and Tampa Bay 3-2 winners against Colorado. In the National League, Atlanta 5, Arizona 2, Washington 3-2 over Philadelphia, the Mets 3-1 over Cincinnati, Miami 10, St. Louis 3, the Cubs 8-1 over the Dodgers, and San Francisco 3-2 over San Diego. In the American League, Oakland 7, Detroit 1, Kansas City 5-3 over the White Sox, Yankees 8, Toronto 3, Boston 12-2 over the Angels, and Houston 3-1 over Texas. Cleveland at Minnesota postponed. Also yesterday, the Bucks continued to stumble. Jalen Brunson scored 43, and the Knicks surged in the second half to beat Milwaukee 122-109. The Clippers over Cleveland 120-118. Dallas won in overtime over Houston 147-136. Indiana got the win against Miami 117-115. Boston 124. Portland 107. Orlando beat Chicago 113-98. And Oklahoma City over Charlotte 121-118. New Orleans 113, Phoenix 105, Toronto 130, Milwaukee 122, Sacramento 107, Brooklyn 77. Philadelphia got the win in two overtimes over San Antonio 133-126, Golden State 118, Utah 110, and Minnesota beat the Lakers 127-117. Coach Dawn Staley and South Carolina completed their perfect season, ending Caitlin Clark's historic college career yesterday, 87-75. UConn and Purdue have dominated this year's men's basketball tournament. They're set to meet for the national championship tonight. Yesterday in the NHL, Detroit 3-1 over Buffalo, Minnesota 4-0 over Chicago, Carolina 3, Columbus 0, Arizona 5-2 over San Jose, Ottawa 3 and Washington 2 in overtime, the Rangers 5, Montreal 2, Nashville 3-2 over New Jersey after a shootout, St. Louis 6-5 over Anaheim after a shootout, and Dallas 7-4 over Colorado.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Today's high, 64 degrees, a bit breezy and a mix of clouds and sunshine. Southeast winds becoming 8 to 16 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, just a slight chance of a shower and a low of 40. Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 60. And Tuesday night, 38. Wednesday, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm with a high of 68 degrees. That'll be the top temperature of the week, it appears. For the rest of the week, then, around 60 on Thursday, with showers likely, and Friday 57 with decreasing clouds and light rain possible in the morning. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading today of 49, we're down slightly. It's a fairly warm morning for this time of year. We're at 46 degrees.
Telephone rings. Old way back friend called to catch up, say man how you been, said I ain't half bad, but I'm holding it down, man I got more good things than I can count. Well I got one truck that's about paid off, one fishing pole in the back, one old pair of boots that fits just right, one joke that'll make you laugh, one day at a time I'm living the dream with a pretty girl from a one-horse town. It's a beer in my hand and a kiss on my cheek as the sun goes down. When all is said and done, you only get one life, but with a life this good, I guess you only need one. Sure sounds like you're doing pretty well. Said I ain't got it figured out, but as far as I can tell, the only guarantee around here's heaven and taxes. So it's a good thing I ain't looking for no greener grasses. I got one truck that's about paid off, one fishing pole in the back, one oil pair of boots that fits just right, one joke that'll make you laugh, one day at a time I'm living the dream with a pretty girl from a one-light town. Puts a beer in my hand and a kiss on my cheek as the sun goes down. When all is said and done, you only get one life, but with a life this good, I guess you only need one. We'll be right back. and enjoy the ride in that old truck that's about paid off. One fishing pole in the back, one old pair of boots that fits just right. Man, there ain't nothing wrong with that. One day at a time, I'm living the dream with a pretty girl from a one-horse town. Puts a beer in my hand and a kiss on my cheek as the sun goes down. When all is said and done, you only get one life. But with a life this good, I guess you only need one.
WRCO-FM 100.9. Good morning this morning as we get ready for the day. Lots to look forward to today, including the possibility of getting a little glimpse of the eclipse. It's looking a little better. Shouldn't be too bad in terms of the skies. We're not going to be in like primetime viewing area, but could see a little bit of a dimming, I think, and maybe kind of notice that today. So that's what the experts are saying anyway. Going to be a nice day, 64 a little bit later on today. So we are ready. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Good weekend for me. A little R&R yesterday. Had a chance to watch a little of the Iowa women's basketball game. And again, it would have been nice for Iowa to win, but I knew it was going to be an uphill battle, a tough one certainly for them in the end of that as an undefeated team takes them down. But certainly it was a great run. And the men's championship tonight, it should be a pretty good game as college basketball's season officially ends this evening. Here's a song about the moon, or the man in the moon, I should say.
I talked to the man in the moon. I said, sir, is she coming back soon? He smiled and he stated, son, I'm overrated. I've had too much credit in those old love tunes. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. Then I ask him, where is she tonight? You must see all things with your light. He said, son, I could tell you things that might kill you, but I don't get involved in what's wrong or right. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. He said, I can move oceans when I take a notion, or make mountains tremble and rivers run dry. But in all matters human, remember there's someone in charge of those things way above you and I. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. I don't know a thing about love.
a boy to be misunderstood. When the honky-tonks are jumping and the girls are looking good. Yeah, I get excited and some people think I'm rude. It's the way my daddy raised me, it's my rebel attitude. I'm a southern boy, southern born and bred. I got sweet home Alabama buzzing all around in my head. I'm right at home in Georgia, down in Carolina. Yeah, I'd be happy anywhere below the Mason-Dixon line. Working and sweating till I hear that whistle blow. Country rocker cooking on my pickup radio. I rush home for a shower and put on my dancing shoes. I get the Friday fever and the Sunday morning blues. I'm a southern boy, I like a rowdy crowd. Football seats on the jukebox, turn that sucker way up loud. Don't need a reservation, we're just having fun. Yeah, it's party time in Dixie, y'all just come on down and get you some. Set boom to Rocky Mountain. If you don't live in Dixie, then you're only camping out. And I'm a southern boy, I say my sirs and ma'ams. I'm kind of rough around the edges, but I'm mighty proud of who I am.
Yeah, roll on Mississippi,
rock on Tennessee. If it was good enough for Elvis, you know it's good enough for me. I said if it was good enough for Elvis, you know it's good enough for me. Well, if the king was crazy about it, then you know it's good enough for me.
Charlie Daniels Band with friends and a country boy or southern boy. Southern boys will be able to see the eclipse better than us here in the north, I think. But nonetheless, it looks like we could be in line to view a little bit of that today on this Eclipse Monday, 2024.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo with guitar and flute has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The week looks pretty favorable for us to get some high school sports broadcasts in, including today. Our plan is to be at Ithaca. It appears it's going to be all right. Not too bad of a day, a dry day. Some slight chances of showers throughout the days this week, but we'll see. And we didn't get all that much rain yesterday, although it did rain for quite a bit of time. 16/100ths of an inch here at the WRCO studios. Monday morning, hello. Good morning to commuters. Hello, Dan. How's everybody doing today? Heading up the carefree highway. This is Gordon Lightfoot.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living, just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away. Slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you.
Raised up from under my hood, and he shook his head and said, this ain't good. The timing belt's done shrunk, one size too small. No spark plug wires are a little too long, and your main prog spawner's nearly gone. Your injector ports are stripped, and that ain't all. Your torque converter's running low on torque, and that water pump's nearly down a quart. We caught it all in time, so you're in luck. He said, I've got the time and I've got the parts. Just give me the word and I'm ready to start. I think we can bring her in for $800. But don't be downhearted. I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long. It'll just take money. said, "Aren't you that songwriter guy?" And I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "So am I." He sat down and played me a song by the Grease Rack. When he finished singing, he gave me a smile, and I closed my eyes and pondered a while. And he said, "What do you think?" And I don't hold nothing back. Well, I gave him my most sorrowful look, and I said, "His song's got a broken hook, but I can order you a new one from Nashville, but it won't be cheap. And I know you've been using a cut rate thesaurus, cause your adverbs are backed up into your chorus. Now your verse is running on verbs that are way too weak. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long, it'll just take money." And I said, "Hold on, friend, I'm not through. I hate to be the one to give you this news, but your whole melodic structure's done worked itself loose. It's got so many dotted eighth notes in it, I keep her under 50 beats per minute. I mean, that's just me talking, it's really up to you. You've got a bad safety problem with that dominant chord with the augmented fifth. Just see how dangerously high it raises you up. So just go on over and work on my car. I'll sit here by the fan, and chances are I can straighten this thing out for $900. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long." Well, it may be a hit. I like it.
Alan Jackson on WRCO and the Talking Repair Song Blues right there. Indeed. We have news, weather, and sports coming up today at 6:30. Henry Bray has arrived with his stuffy and his blankie and all of that stuff. He's ready to go for the day. Here's Bobby G. Rice.
Sugar Shack, Sugar Shack.
And there's a crazy little shack across the tracks. Everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a little spot by the side of the road. My baby's waiting there, she's all alone. And that's the reason I've gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. My sweet sugar baby's gonna meet me tonight. We're gonna make it, gonna live it up right. Well, we'll do a little dreaming, a lot of romance, a little sweet talking while we dance. Now you can understand why I've gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Sugar Shack Queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream about those old memories. Oh, but one of these days we're gonna make some tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and baby, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack.
Bobby G. Rice, going back to that Sugar Shack there. I think that's somewhere down in Sextonville. I'm pretty sure anyway. Well, I've got a shack down there anyway.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs, taking care of your business signs. As far as a daytime high, 64 later today with a mix of clouds and sunshine. And tonight's low, 40 with a slight chance of a shower. Tomorrow up to 60 degrees. In Richland Center, we're currently our overnight low. It is 46.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Millions of people across Mexico, the United States, and Canada will be able to see a total solar eclipse in the coming hours. The path of totality, where it's possible to see the moon completely block out the sun, will draw thousands of tourists to states from Texas to Maine. Those who are not in areas with the best view are still likely to get a glimpse of a partial solar eclipse when the moon covers part of the sun. But for many Americans, this will be the last chance to see a total solar eclipse for 20 years. The next one won't be visible across the contiguous U.S. states until August of 2044. Roughly 90% of the sun will be covered by the moon in some areas. The solar eclipse will begin at about 12:53, and we will see the maximum eclipse about 8 minutes after 2. In Milwaukee, the partial eclipse begins at 12:53, peaking around at 2:08 p.m. this afternoon, and the rest of us will get a glimpse. It could be a little bit dimmer than normal during that time. President Joe Biden is expected to pitch a new student loan forgiveness plan to start today, or start soon. When he pitches that today in Milwaukee, the president will be visiting the state later today.
Sources said a proposed rule that could benefit millions of borrowers may be close to being finalized. The Wall Street Journal first reported on the plan on Friday. The White House did not confirm details. A previous plan from the administration was struck down by the conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. Biden is scheduled to deliver his remarks early this afternoon at the Truax campus of Madison Area Technical College. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Roughly 60% of last week's school referendums were approved by voters. A review by WisPolitics found more than $956.5 million of the $1.4 billion on the ballot for school districts across Wisconsin in Tuesday's spring election were passed. That's more than in the past three April elections, but still less than the $1.7 billion approved in 2020. That year saw a $1 billion referendum in the Racine Unified School District. Last week's largest voters' approval was the $252 million referendum for the Milwaukee Public Schools, which passed narrowly. For school districts where referendums failed, decisions will need to be made. Voters rejected a $27 million request from the school district of Beloit, where Willie Garrison is superintendent. Garrison said district officials are faced with the options of returning to referendum this fall or deciding what needs to be cut. Tax day is coming up. Some people spend up to 9 hours and $150 doing their taxes. Now the IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Adam Rubin is a consumer advocate with the nonprofit Economic Security Project.
It's an interview-based questionnaire, so it's something that people can use on their phones, on their computers, available in English and Spanish, that asks people questions in pretty much plain language, and you fill in the answers, and it fills in the tax form for you.
Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, Terry Oley, a consumer advocate, says the software connects lower-income filers to the earned income and child tax credits.
Folks who don't file are disproportionately Black, Latino, Indigenous, headed by a single parent. And so those are the households that often stand to benefit from thousands of dollars in tax credits.
Wisconsin is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office said five people died in a crash that happened Sunday morning in the town of West Point. At 11:25 a.m., the Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a two-vehicle crash between a pickup truck and a passenger car on Highway 60 near Reynolds Road. A deputy and Lodi EMS arrived to find a head-on crash between a pickup truck and passenger car. Sheriff Roger Brandner said the pickup truck was traveling west and the passenger car was headed east on Highway 60. The passenger car struck the center line and struck the pickup truck. The driver of the truck was a 70-year-old man from Prairie du Sac. The driver of the passenger car, a 17-year-old from Merrimack. The passengers were a 42-year-old man, a 62-year-old woman, and a 26-year-old man from Prairie du Sac. Everyone died at the scene except for the 26-year-old man in the passenger car. He was taken to UW-Madison and died later on. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that he has joined a multi-state lawsuit against Mariner Finance for widespread violations of consumer protection laws. The suit alleges that Mariner Finance charged consumers for hidden add-on products that consumers either didn't know about or didn't agree to buy. Consumers left Mariner Finance believing they had entered into an agreement to borrow and repay, over time, a certain amount of money. In reality, due to hidden add-on products, Mariner added hundreds to thousands of dollars to the total amount a consumer owed. In 2019 alone, Mariner charged consumers $121.7 million nationwide in premiums and fees for add-on products. Notably, these numbers exclude the interest Mariner took in on the add-on premiums and fees. Mariner Finance has 11 branches in Wisconsin, including La Crosse, Middleton, and Madison, according to its website.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 64, mild and a bit breezy with a mix of sun and clouds. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower, a low of 40. Partly sunny Tuesday and 60, and Wednesday 68. Partly cloudy and unseasonably warm that day. Upper 50s with showers likely by Thursday. In Richland Center, after yesterday's high of 48 and 16 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, we rise and shine this morning following a midnight mark of 49. The temperature has fallen to the current reading. It is 46 degrees.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
Sports Time, sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the high school schedule for our immediate area schools. Details on a Brewers win and another tough weekend for the Bucks.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
On the local and area scene today in high school sports, the Richland Center baseball team is slated to host Portage this evening as they begin a busy sports week here in southwest Wisconsin. River Valley's baseball team with a game coming up today against Highland. Also, there's a track meet at Dodgeville. Several teams will be involved in that action. And the River Valley softball team is playing a makeup game against Lancaster at Lancaster today. Riverdale baseball will host Dodgeville. That starts at 4:30 this afternoon. The JV game will follow. There is no Fenimore and Riverdale softball games scheduled for today. In the Ridge and Valley Conference in Kickapoo Land, they will be playing baseball today. They actually are at Casanova to take on the Weston Silver Eagles in Ridge and Valley baseball this evening. Also, Ithaca will try to get its season underway after a couple of rainouts last week. They have a home game with North Crawford. First pitch time at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That's our next featured area sports game this afternoon on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Brewer baseball on WRCE tonight. Catcher William Contreras went 4-for-5 with 2 homers and 5 runs batted in yesterday, leading the Brewers to a 12-4 win over the Mariners. Milwaukee's 14-hit attack supported a quality start by Colin Ray, who collected his second overall victory of the season. Manager Pat Murphy says Ray actually pitched with a stomach virus yesterday, but got through it. Willie Adames contributed to his second home run of the young season. Left-hander Aaron Ashby makes his season debut for the Brewers to start a 4-game series in Cincinnati against the Reds. Overall, things went well for the Brewers.
He's been unbelievable force behind the dish. And swinging the bat, he's swinging the bat very, very well. But he has chased a little, and he's been in between a little. He wasn't on the top of his offensive game. Today, he was special. And you can get that out of William. He's that good.
Pat Murphy talking about catcher William Contreras, who led the way yesterday in the Brewers' victory. Elsewhere in interleague play, Pittsburgh 3-2 over Baltimore and Tampa Bay 3-2 over Colorado. In the National League, it was Atlanta 5-2 over Arizona, Washington 3, Philadelphia 2, the Mets 3-1 over Cincinnati, Miami 10, St. Louis 3, the Cubs 8-1 over the Dodgers, San Francisco a winner against San Diego 3-2. In the American League, Cleveland and Minnesota postponed. Oakland 7, Detroit 1. Kansas City 5-3 over the White Sox. Yankees 8, Toronto 3. Boston 12-2 over the Angels. And Houston 3-1 over Texas. The Bucks lost for the sixth time in seven games. Sunday, they dropped a 122-109 decision to the Knicks. Despite the ugly results of the last 2 weeks, Milwaukee is still in second place in the NBA Eastern Conference standings. That is important with only 4 games left in the regular season. Milwaukee led by 11 at half, but was outscored 72-48 the rest of the way. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
They did a great job of just sharing the ball, getting downhill, you know, making the extra pass. And getting easy ones, and it's tough to guard. You know, you could tell they were having fun out there, and they made us, move, second-guess ourselves, and, you know, kind of had us all over the floor.
That actually was Brooke Lopez talking about the way they were defended and having a tough time defending their opponent. Here is Coach Doc Rivers.
Over the last 2 games, is the pain points that we have to eliminate. Just too many drives, direct line drives. And it's the old thing, do we have them, if our feet are fast enough or if our help is quick enough. In the last 2 games, neither one has been very good.
Former Badgers coach Bo Ryan will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame coming up in August. One of the winningest college coaches of all time with a 747 and 233 record in more than 31 seasons and still holds the highest winning percentage in Big Ten conference games. Wisconsin won 4 Big Ten regular season titles and 3 conference tournament titles while he coached in Madison. His Badgers never finished lower than 4th. Induction ceremonies for the Hall of Fame class of 2024 will be held in Springfield, Massachusetts, August 16th and 17th. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Thank you. the sun, kinda under my breath, and when I was done, slammed my bedroom door, did some stomping around on my bedroom floor. Dad walked in, no knock, no gray, said, if you think I walked in like I own this place, boy, it's 'cause I do. I've got some things I wanna call you to. You're a son of a mama, you're a son of a dad, who will never stop loving you and being there and giving you everything they have. Someday you're gonna get it, boy, you'll admit it, boy, just like I did with my old man. You're a son of a mama, a son of a dad, who'll give a damn. He took the keys to my new used car, pulled as long as you're living under my roof, car. I always hated what he called tough love, but now I thank the good Lord above. I'm a son of a mama, a son of a dad,
Carmichael on WRCO Radio. A copy of the comic book that introduced Superman to the world became the world's most expensive comic book when it fetched $6 million at a recent auction. Heritage Auctions said the copy of Action Comics No. 1 of the 1938 comic book featuring the first appearance of Superman attracted a record-breaking high bid of $6 million at last Thursday's auction. The comic book featuring the iconic Man of Steel on the cover was inspected by collectible grading service CGC and given a grade of very fine plus 8.5, making it the third highest graded copy of Action Comics No. 1 known to still exist. Pretty amazing that has lasted that long. I'd be scared to buy it, though, because I'd probably fold it and fold the cover or spill some ski on it or something and ruin it.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th, to have your items listed in one wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative. 6 minutes before 7 o'clock, 46 degrees in Richland Center. On this Eclipse Monday, we're headed towards 64 later. Here's Midland.
We got debutantes in the social lives and mamas from the PTA. We got bachelorettes dressed up in white and little black dress divorcees.
That I'm looking true. And they let me hold on to the good times, good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. So I'll just keep on hoping, believing that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses